climax of this modern music at that time in the Soviet Union were Prokofiev and Shostakovich.
Yeah, we're not talking modern music from Western Europe like Schoenberg and Webern.
No.
And
although I should say that Richter was acquainted with this music, and it was Nina who found and supplied him with music of Schoenberg and Berg and Webern.
Right. But they as a couple did not.
No.
Right. It's Prokofiev and Shostakovich.
Prokofiev and Shostakovich, definitely. While the relations with Prokofiev were very amicable and open, although I would say that Richter loving Prokofiev's music was not very fond of him as a personality. With Shostakovich, it was much more complex. His personality, much influenced by his poor health and hardships he endured, was very, very complex. Nina left some exceptionally vivid memories of her meetings with Shostakovich. "His face," she said, "would attract your attention, but not necessarily win you over. It was extremely sharp and hard. Thin nose, tight mouth, never relaxing forehead, always overloaded with endless mental work. He looked like an old man and at the same time like a little boy. His glasses with thick lenses, here shining, were full of dark depth and completely concealed small, short-sighted gray eyes. But nevertheless, this face projected a gaze which not everybody could withstand, because it was aimed into the conscience itself. On the one hand, it did not have even a shade of arrogance. Sometimes you would feel that he was in a hurry to agree. On the other hand, after the first moments of conversation, it was clear that he did not see you and agreed with you just mechanically."
Yeah, that's a marvelous portrait.
One day, the phone rang. It was Shostakovich. "May I come? I want to show you something." And he brought to the Richters his new vocal cycle written on the Jewish folk poetry. Without an interruption, he played through the entire cycle. He wanted Nina to sing the soprano part. The cycle was for three singers, soprano, mezzo-soprano, and tenor. And also he wanted herself to select her partners. As soon as he left, Richter said to Nina, "Ninochka, do you realize what just happened? You understand who visited us? It's if Tchaikovsky has come to us. Just imagine." 7 years after it was composed, 3 years after Stalin's death, only now Shostakovich thought it was possible to perform.
And you have a recording of Nina singing this with Shostakovich at the piano, right?
That's right. And this is the first, not only people who performed it first, but it's the first recording of this cycle.
Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok.
That was Lament for the Dead Child from Jewish Folklore by Dmitri Shostakovich. And there we heard soprano Nina Dorliak. And who was the mezzo?
Zara Dolokhanova.
Zara Dolokhanova. So that was Shostakovich at the piano. But, of course, Alexander Sviatoslav Richter, as you've told us all evening, was her partner in music and also in life. Now, did Dorliak and Richter ever get married?
Yes. They got married at the very end of his life. They lived together for 52 years.
Wow.
Their union was a complex one. All their life, they never switched from the formal vu to the familiar tu. And in Russian, it is very, very meaningful. In public, Richter spoke to her and about her always using her name and patronymic name, Nina Львовна. Only in private she was Ninochka. Nina remembers the time when they moved together in 1945. It was not easy, no. From the very beginning, he very honestly said to her, "Don't be mad at me. I am a very difficult man. I have a horrible temper. I am not constant, and I will have to disappear from time to time." "Well, then disappear if you must," she said. And she ends up with the following: "What can I say? It was sad, and it was a little hurting. But the main thing was that every time I terribly worried about him. However, I knew that for him it was necessary, and we never discussed it, ever."
Now, Alexander, I've been a fan of Richter's for a long, long time, and I know quite a bit about him. I've always assumed that he was homosexual, and so I'm a little surprised at this incredible relationship he had with a woman. What do you know about this?
There were rumors, of course. He was extremely secretive about his personal life. I don't know about anybody in Russia who could have been implicated with him. I've never heard about it. I've heard only about some mysterious man in Germany with whom he might have been associated. But I cannot say anything for sure.
What kept them together, Alexander, after they stopped performing?
Their life together. Their life together. He cared about her tremendously. He said once, "She is all I have." They went to artistic tours together. And then when they stopped performing together, Nina was with him at every step of his life, up to the very, very, very end. So it was the closest life together possible.
Do you think, Alexander, that Richter helped her or hindered her by being so much a part of her life?
My answer is yes. He helped her and he hindered her. He gave a huge boost to her talent. At the same time, he was a shadow over her all her life. And also, because their personal relations were so close and so complex and so difficult at times, his figure took over all the place in her life, made her career shorter, made her sing only with him, and in a way narrowed her choices. I would say that despite she was a little bit bitter about that, if one asked her, what would you prefer, to make a longer and more versatile career without him, on had what you had with him, she would have said, with him.
Alexander, is she still alive?
No. Richter died in 1997, and Nina Львовна Дорляк died just 9 months later.
It's one of those true love stories, isn't
it? That's right.
Well, we're going to hear a last performance of her, Nina Dorliak's, with Sviatoslav Richter. Tell us what it is, but before you tell us, I want to say again thank you, Alexander Tumanov, for bringing this wonderful artist to our attention and for telling us her story.
Thank you very much, Eric, for being such a fantastic listener of my story. The last thing we are going to hear is Prokofiev's song on the verse of Anna Akhmatova, My Room is Filled with Sunshine. I think that the title of this song is quite meaningful. Who brought the sunlight in her room? Probably in her life, it was Richter. She brought not only sunlight, many other things, but sunlight including. Я проснулась и припомнила, где вы нынче праздник твой.